This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. The death toll from a suicide bomb attack at a busy checkpoint in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu, has risen to at least 80. More than 90 other people were wounded when an explosives-laden vehicle blew up in the middle of a checkpoint where nearly 100 vehicles and rickshaws were waiting in line. Authorities say it was the deadliest incident to hit the capital in months. British counterterrorism police have arrested a 21-year-old man on suspicion of preparing an extremist attack. AP correspondent Zariah Shackley reports.
The suspect was arrested at a residence in East London. Police say he's being questioned on suspicion of the commission, preparation or instigation of acts of terrorism. The property where he was arrested is being searched by police. The man has not been charged or identified. Police did not provide any details about the suspect's actions. Zariah Shackley, London.
Ukrainian authorities and pro-Russian separatists in eastern Ukraine have agreed to swap dozens of prisoners on Sunday. Both sides had said earlier this month they would carry out a prisoner exchange by the end of the year, following Russian-Ukraine peace talks in Paris. Under the reported deal, two Ukrainian separatist territories will get 87 prisoners, while 55 rebel-held captives will be handed over to the Ukrainian government. A Taliban force today raided an army base in southern Afghanistan, killing at least 10 soldiers. The Afghan military says the pre-dawn bomb and gunfire attack happened in Helmand province, where most districts are Taliban-controlled. An insurgent spokesman claimed its fighters overran the army post and killed 26 Afghans. The Taliban this week have carried out repeated attacks against government forces in different provinces, inflicting dozens of casualties and overrunning territory. More on this and other stories at voanews.com. This is VOA News. New York City police are stepping up patrols in Jewish neighborhoods after multiple cases of anti-Semitic assaults.
They met with Jewish leaders in Crown Heights. Detectives were arresting a woman on hate crime charges for slapping three female victims in the face and head.
During the interrogation, she made statements that she committed this crime because she thought that they were Jewish.
Chief of Detectives Rodney Harrison says it's not an isolated case.
We've noticed 8 hate crimes that are alarming to us.
Monday, a man wearing a yarmulke was attacked and kicked in Manhattan, and 2 boys were accosted by a group of attackers in the Williamsburg section of Brooklyn. The Jewish community is already on edge since an attack earlier this month at a kosher market in Jersey City that left a policeman and 3 civilians dead. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Mass killings in the United States hit a new high in 2019. 33 of the record 41 deaths were shootings. AP correspondent Shelley Adler reports.
I will come to you in the silence.
One of the many tragedies took place in Virginia Beach, where 12 people were killed in a workplace shooting. Bobby Dyer is the mayor there.
This is a nightmare that nobody ever wants to live.
22 people lost their lives in August at a Walmart in El Paso. Governor Greg Abbott spoke at a memorial service.
We know this evil will not overcome us.
Very shortly after that, there was shock in Dayton, where 9 people were gunned down, which led frustrated protesters to tell politicians,
do something, do something, do something.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The UN General Assembly has approved a resolution condemning human rights abuses of Rohingya and other minorities in Myanmar. The vote was 134-9 with 28 abstentions. The resolution calls on the government in Yangon to take urgent measures against the incitement of hatred. Buddhist-majority Myanmar has long considered the Rohingya as outsiders from Bangladesh, even though many have lived in the country for generations. Nearly all have been denied citizenship since 1982, without freedom of movement and other basic rights. Russia's defense ministry says it has deployed its first intercontinental hypersonic nuclear-capable missiles. President Vladimir Putin has boasted its own. The United States says it will not characterize the Russian claims. I'm Marissa Melton. You're listening to VOA News.